At the OH Cruise Dealer Appreciation Day, I am visiting with Richard Cruz. And Richard, I know you are a fee dealer with your own company, but long past involvement here with this company. First, before we talk about what you're doing now, maybe just tell me a few thoughts on this company's been around for, what, three generations now?
Yes, it has. I grew up in the business, my brother, my sister, and I. My father started off in 1935, actually as an employee prior to that with the El Monte Feed Company, and he had the opportunity to buy this small company in the county regions of Los Angeles County, not too far from Los Angeles, and he started off with himself and two other employees, my uncle being one of them. And that was in 1935, and my brother and sister and I were born on the property where the business was started, and it's all I've known my whole life. As a young man, I can remember, or young boy, waking up to the hum of a grinder going off at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. That was my alarm clock every day. So we have a long line of family members, like Kevin, my nephew, said earlier in the interview, that three generations of family going on in this business. And it's been an amazing ride, only because we've had such wonderful, wonderful people we've been able to associate with that have believed in us, and we've believed in them. And that has been the key to one of the success of our company, is belief in all members of our working family. I can remember, as growing up through the business and watching this grow and being involved in it, from, you know, starting off as sweeping floors as a 10 or 11 year old, up to driving trucks as a 16 or 17 year old, and going on to other step ups through the business. It's been an amazing, amazing growth, and we've had some innovations that have on the part of working members of our working family that have brought us to the forefront in the industry. Numbers being regarding least cost formulation or best cost formulation, we believe we're the first ones on the West Coast to get involved in providing some of the best nutritional possibilities for our customers and for the industry as a whole. Other things that have come along the way, as we've been able to grow our company through volume purchasing and bringing in larger and larger rail car loads of corn and various other commodities out of the Midwest. Kevin, my nephew, has brought this company along to where it is today, and now we're at this wonderful, wonderful appreciation day for our distributors here in Tulare, and from all over the state, and actually out of state. And we feel like it's a wonderful event. It's a highly a highly educational event, and it's bringing together our customers, resellers, and our company to give benefit to them and to us, because there's nothing more important than to see our customers grow and prosper. That allows us to grow and prosper also.
Well, you've definitely seen some changes, I guess, in the industry since when you started, then, I imagine.
Oh yes. And we've come from the almost a covered wagon era to the highly sophisticated world of mass communications and computers and so on and so forth. Things that I, as a young person growing up, I couldn't even imagine. And to see where we're at now, it's amazing. I know my father and my uncle, they wouldn't even believe it. It's incredible. And where we're going next, who knows? But I know that with the leadership and the management of our company, we'll always try to be on the cutting edge of those things and be trying to bring that to our customers, whether they be resellers or commercial operators. We strive really to see that their success is our success.
For you and the business you're doing now, because you have your own feed and supply company, if I understand it, what's your biggest challenges right now to, we keep hearing the word sustainable. I always like to make sure you get the financially sustainable aspect in when you describe that. But to be a sustainable business today in your business, what's kind of the things you're trying to deal with the most right now?
Well, of course, is customer care and service. We try to provide the high quality products from OH Cruise Grain and Milling and other sources, by the way. And the main crux of what I believe is more important is that we have the quality feeds, and we try to provide superior service at a fair price. And That's always got to be a formula for success. One of the other things that we've tried to take us maybe a step beyond that is to perhaps try to be a little on the cutting edge of new technology and what have you. We've made steps and efforts through people in our organization to move forward on the internet and provide goods and services over the wire, so to speak, that quite honestly, there's very few players in that. So I think our business is growing there. We also try to cultivate new areas of consumers. We're always kind of looking, and there certainly are, if you start to think about it, people that we could sell to that maybe not be feeding a chicken or a pig or a cow or horse, but they might be using something that we have in our inventory that we can grow our business with too. And it's surprising how many people out there and companies out there that come in for things that we've never even thought of, and we try to cultivate that too.
Well, great. Well, I know that time is moving on here, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to visit with you and meet you here, Richard. Looking forward to the rest of this great event that's going on for the first time. We're at the OH Cruise Dealer Appreciation Day, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman.